Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Ah! Autumn is in the air. The stench of decay. As things die and fall to the ground, that's why they call it fall. All the dead things falling to the depths due to a lack of equilibrium. Where I live, anyways. Every year around September or October, something that has come to life months before loses its balance at the precipice of a moon cliff. Falls. The gravity is slow. But its frame is very slight, so dead. And so goes the universe. In your future, man will embark on a mission across the stars that will last longer than his own lifetime. It's a lifelong mission, longer than life itself. But what happens when the mission goes balls up before they leave?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome aboard. Welcome to the Mos Eye.
Well, thanks. It's a lot more spacious than I thought it would be on board here.
Well, this is a big ship. Holds about 2,300 people.
Oh, wow. Wow. So there's going to be, like, quarters. There's going to be a rec center. There's going to be places for us to kind of gather and have social time as well.
Oh, yes. This is a long mission, therefore. We bring our families. Oh. We raise children. This is a four-generation-long trip. You see what I'm saying?
It's a multi-generational kind of arc you got here.
Yes. We're in it for the long haul.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I didn't quite resolve all my affairs back on Earth before I boarded this thing, but I guess what the hell, Ryan? They'll be long dead before we get to our destination anyway.
We also have a bank of lawyers who will look into the affairs of... crew who pass away.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah.
I have a small estate that I would like to see, administered to my wife, my two children.
Of course. You brought them, right?
Yeah, they're here.
Oh, good,
They're here, so if those lawyers could help me distribute my estate to my wife and my two children.
Well, you'll have time to work that out. We have lawyers, we have accountants, we have everything one might need in life, only on the Mos Eye.
Ah, is this our new crew member?
Yep, this is our data entry specialist.
Ah, oh, fantastic!
Yeah, I'm eager to get started. I know that everybody's got a role. This is like going to be a floating space powered society that we're going to have here. Everybody's got their role. We're like, we're going to work together. We're going to form a community.
We're like pioneers, starting anew, headed into the inky blackness of space.
That's right. Generations will go by. Your children will become data entry clerks, and then their children will become data entry clerks, and then their children will become data entry clerks, and then we'll arrive at our destination.
Well, hold on a second. I had, you know, greater hopes and aspirations for my children.
Well, you signed the contract to come aboard the Mosheim. You signed into a deal that will perpetuate your role on the ship for all of the generations of your family.
He's telling you how it is. And his children are going to tell your children how it is.
And then their children are going to tell their children how it is. And then one more round of that, and then we arrive at our destination.
I left Earth for a better chance. A chance for my kids, a chance for my wife, a chance for their children to make more of themselves, to better themselves in the future on some far-flung, uninhabited world that we're heading towards.
Well, perhaps they will, once we reach our destination. But until then, same role for four generations.
Yeah, Dr. Hendershot. You know, one man's horrible dystopia is another man's idyllic paradise.
And you are a doctor of data entry.
Just think about all the data that needs to be entered between now, our departure point of just the orbit of the Earth, and the star of Alpha Centauri.
A long way.
That's a lot of data, and that's a lot of entry. You should take it as a point of pride that your family and your family's family and all your descendants will be entering the data that you started entering.
And think of the ease of not having to change any of the forms. Captain Brain will be the name of my child and the name of their children and the name of their children until we arrive at our destination.
But they'll be born into indentured servitude.
Not mine.
No, yours will be the elite.
I signed the right contract.
It'll be a class system. I'll be on the lower class. My children's children will be on this lower class of data entry. You will be the overlords of this.
Don't think of it that way, Dr. Hendershot. Think of it like this. You can enjoy the Dairy Queen. You can enjoy the corn maze and all the other fun things that our data entry clerks can do for four generations until we arrive at our destination.
Hey, man, I trim corn. Do you think that when I woke up into the, you know, on my 14th birthday and I was asked what do you want to do with your life, I was like, I want to trim corn stalks for the rest of my life. And not only that, but I want my children to do the exact same thing. No, that wasn't my dream. My dream was to become a captain of a ship.
But he signed the corn maze contract. And I'll say this, they're fabulous mazes. He changes them every season.
What do you think happens if I stop trimming corn, or somewhere down the generational track of this trip of the Mosheim, someone stops trimming corn? What then?
Well, then, if I understand corn correctly, then the corn will grow according to its genetic predetermination to become larger corn and untrimmed, and then it would spawn more corn.
Exactly. And no maize, smart guy.
And soon the whole farm part of the ship will be corn. Somebody has to trim it and shape it into a fun maze.
We'd drown in corn. We'd be choked to death in corn. We'd sleep in corn. We'd breathe corn.
The world would be corn.
Why do we bring corn aboard this ship?
Corn's incredibly hard to digest. That's why.
That's true.
And corn can create fibers, can create gasoline. Corn's a very important crop. I feel at some point it might be the only crop left, which is why we're taking it to Alpha Centauri. Four generations from now, it will be our first crop when we get to our destination. All right, Dr. Hendershot, we'll enjoy your data entry. Brad, thank you for trimming the corn.
Thank you, Captain Brain.
I'll be on my way.
Now, if I might just have a word with my wife, I just want to explain things to her. I didn't have a full grasp of what was happening aboard the ship.
Absolutely, go right ahead. I'll be up in the cockpit. Goodbye.
Well, did you get a promotion?
Glenda, I have something to tell you.
It better be. I got a promotion, Glenda.
I'm afraid that a promotion ain't in the cards, sweetheart. It was revealed to me in my conversation with Captain Brain, which I thought was Brian when I read it. It's Brain, though.
Brain?
Yeah.
Does that explain the size of his head?
Yeah. I thought it was encephalitis, but no, he has an enlarged brain.
Okay, I'll give him a pass. He's got the biggest brain on the ship. I guess he gets to be captain. Fine. What about your promotion?
Sweetheart, it's like this. I'm a dad to Hitcher Clerk. You know, little Jethro and Amos?
Yes.
They wanted to be violin players.
Of course.
The first duo of violin players, they would each play each other's violin by reaching across and playing the other one's violin. They'd do their own fingering, but the other one would play the violin for the other one. Remember how they dreamed of that? And they're never gonna have it.
Oh! Oh!
Come here! It's okay. Hold on. Hold on to me.
Oh!
Hold on to me.
Oh!
Now look, I need you to be strong, all right? I need you to be strong.
Orville.
Yeah.
I need you to be a stronger man than you just showed me you could be.
I'm trying.
I need you to rise above your lot on this ship. And what about me? Where's my name tag? It's somewhere on this table. Am I supposed to be a deep fry tray cleaner?
That's right. Just like you were on Earth. They need a deep fry tray. They're gonna fry that corn, sweetheart. And you're gonna clean the trays every day of your life. And if you have any daughters, they will also clean the trays.
Oh, I have a daughter.
What?
Don't we? Jethro?
Jethro's a girl, that's right. Call it Jethro for short.
Jethrona.
Yeah, we thought you'd sit on the throne. That's why I called it Jethrona. She'll do no more than clean your greasy trays.
Orville.
Yeah.
Look at my eyes. You go out there, and you take a position worthy of your stature, and you don't come back here until you do. By any means necessary.
But honey, I'm contractually bound to enter data. That's all I've been asked to do and all I can do.
Then you'll have to break a different contract. A moral contract.
What are you saying?
A social contract.
Hold on, Lady Macbeth. What are you talking about?
A human contract.
Are you saying... Why'd your voice get so deep just now?
That's right. If my name isn't Lady Glenda Macbeth, you are gonna go out there and kill and take someone's contract by the right of blood succession.
Oh, I see. So you're saying you want me to take this tenuous society that is hanging by a thread, run by corn, fueled by corn, and turn it topsy-turvy, usurp it, and ascend to the captain's chair myself?
If our children are going to play the violin, you have to!
All right. I see what you're saying. All right, I'm gonna go and see if I can have a word with Captain Brain. I'm gonna take this machete.
Okay, all right.
The what they use to trim the corn. All right.
All right. I love you, Oliver.
I love you too.
Whatever
happens, remember me.
I'm so proud of you.
Stay here.
Okay.
Don't come out till I come back.
I won't.
All right, everything's looking ship-shape, boys. I see everything on the monitors is going well, and it's straight ahead for four generations until we get to our destination.
Well done, Captain Brain. You know, I think we've earned, a night off.
A night off? Are you kidding me? We can't have a night off. Would you like some time off, though?
Yes. Thanks, guys.
You know, there's no day or night. It's pretty much always night out here in space.
Check out the big brain on Captain Brain.
Well, they don't call me Captain Brain for nothing.
He got
it
us
is my
again.
Name.
Oh, boy. And time being relative, it's like, who knows what time off we're going to get.
Exactly. Well, what would you like to do?
Milkshakes?
Oh, yeah. You gonna head down to the Dairy Queen?
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Christopher, you go down. Oh, there's someone. Hello.
It's me, Orville Data Man.
Yes. Dr. Orville Hendershot, Data Entry Clerk.
That's right.
I'll leave you to it. Have a great night, Captain.
Thanks, Christopher. Come back with a milkshake for me, and you'll get a thank you.
Will do.
I don't know You seem to have a little bit of an unhealthy relationship with Christopher there, Captain.
Christopher?
Yeah.
No, he's the plotter of our course. He's the navigator, and he knows exactly where we're going. He's already entered it. He has a little bit of time off right now, so he can get us both a milkshake. And in return, he'll get a thank you.
Oh. All right. Captain Brain.
You seem worried, Hendershot. What's the problem?
Is it my pallor? Is it my perspiration? What is it? What do you see?
It's the weird reflection of your face in that machete.
That's right. I brought this machete to end you.
To end me?
To end this.
We haven't even started. We've barely just gotten underway.
Are we still in Earth's orbit?
We're just leaving orbit. Well, we haven't even started the trip and you've gone mad already?
I'm telling you to stand down.
Relax with the machete.
I want you to call Christopher right now.
I can't. He's going to Dairy Queen.
Oh, you get Dairy Queen on that. You hail Dairy Queen right now. You hail them. And you tell them when Christopher comes in, you get him back here.
Excuse me, Dairy Queen.
Hello, Dairy Queen, can I help you?
Yeah, who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to the manager, Marv.
Hey, Marv, it's Captain Brain.
Oh, Captain Brain, welcome to Dairy Queen, what can I get you?
Well,
can I interest you in a combo? Combo number 4 is the Dairy Queen combo with the burger and the fries, the soft drink, and a milkshake.
Get to the point, Brain, get to the point.
I've sent Christopher down to get some milkshakes.
Okay, well, okay.
But when he gets there, tell him to hurry back as soon as he can.
Oh, I don't know, Captain, I'm not allowed to give preferential treatment.
Who's the captain here?
Well, you are, but you gave me a strict code of conduct with Dairy Queen.
I'm letting you off the hook this one time.
Oh, jeez, I don't know. Is this a test?
Not at all, Marv. We just need Christopher to come back as soon as he can. But don't forget the milkshakes.
Is this undercover, Captain? Is that...
Not at all, Marv.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'll do this just once, okay?
Thank you, Marv.
Crazy lineup down here. I don't know. I don't want to break the fine balance of our... idyllic paradise.
It should be fine.
Brain, tell him to hold on a second.
Oh, hold on one second, Marv.
Tell him to tell Christopher to come back with a combo number 4.
It's already enough that he's bringing back.
Tell him to bring a combo number 4 back.
Marv?
Yeah?
Can you have him bring both those milkshakes? And you know what? Throw in a combo 4 and I'll send you the credits.
Oh, okay. What soft drink do you want with that?
What soft drink do you want with that?
Fanta.
What flavor of Fanta?
Orange Fanta.
Orange Fanta. Thanks, Marv.
Okay, orange Fanta and cheese?
In the Fanta.
In the Fanta?
Yes, to make it more orange. Tell him.
Put the cheese in the Fanta, please, Marv.
Okay, all right, that's a health code violation, but I'll do it.
Thank you, Marv.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Hang up.
I did.
Okay, good.
Stop pointing the machete at me. You got your cheese Fanta.
It's not for me. It's for you, Captain Brown.
But I'm lactose intolerant.
I know that.
And I'm Fanta intolerant.
I read all that on the contract.
You're not supposed to read contracts. You're just supposed to enter data.
Don't you think that contract is data?
Yeah, but you enter
Captain,
it. You don't read it.
How can I enter if I don't read it first?
You are trying to rise above your station and give your family a better shot at life.
Can you blame me?
Okay, Captain Brain,
get in here, Christopher!
Whoa!
Get over there next to him.
Dr. Hendershot.
That's right.
Christopher, we're in a bit of a pickle. Speaking of which, did you get pickles on that?
Yeah, I did. It was combo number 4. I got pickles.
Comes with the pickle, yeah.
Can I have my milkshake, please?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
All right, Christopher, just calm down.
Oh, brain freeze. Why did I drink so fast?
Captain Brain freeze.
Oh, my big brain is so frozen. Oh.
That's right. Drink some more, Captain.
Okay.
Take another slug of that milkshake, Captain.
Oh, my brain is
That's
so...
right. Take some more.
Oh, it's
Drink
freezing.
It. Complete brain freeze.
You killed him?
Did I? Did I kill him? Who brought him that milkshake, Christopher?
Oh, I am complicit.
You are complicit.
Oh, no, I'm going to have to assist you in whatever you want now.
That's exactly right. Undress Captain Brain. Undress him like you have many times before. Don't think I did not notice the unhealthy relationship that you two had.
It's not an unhealthy relationship. It's a perfectly healthy, loving relationship between two consenting adults who love each other.
I'm okay. All right. I'm sorry if I impugned the nature of a relationship. Just take his clothes off.
Okay.
Slowly.
All right. Now it feels weird.
All right, hurry up.
Okay. There. Right.
Now, dress me in his clothes.
Why do I have to?
Because.
Okay, all right.
Someone's got to take the fall for this, Christopher.
Okay, here. Oh, look, you're... Oh, you're resplendent. There.
Yeah. That's right.
There, you're zipped up.
That's right. Who am I?
You're Dr. Orville Hendershot, the data entry clerk.
No. Read my name tag.
Captain Brain?
That's right. I'm Captain Brain now.
But that's Captain Brain, the naked, giant, bulbous, scald man on the...
With a frozen head?
It's like a full block of ice.
Yeah, that's right. Full block of ice for a head. We're gonna cram him into the disposal suit.
The disposal suit?
Disposal suit.
Okay, he's gonna need a suit for that.
Yeah, a disposal suit. First.
Yeah.
Get him dressed.
Okay, all right.
Here it is.
There it is.
Full size.
Okay. Putting it on. I'm cramming him in.
There's two in there. One for him. One for you, Chris.
Oh, no.
That's right. Dress yourself.
Okay, all right. Oh, I'm slowly taking my clothes off.
Now I see what he had. Why he liked you so much, Chris.
Oh, I'm putting the suit on.
Man, I'm transgressing every moral line I set up for myself. Jethro. Jethrona. What would you think of me if you saw me now?
Oh, you don't know what you're doing, Dr. Anderson. You're throwing the delicate balance into chaos.
It's true. Do I have an idea? Do I have a plan for how things will unfold once I have done this thing that was sent into motion by my wife? Why was I so eager to throw off my lot in life and assume this role of Captain Brain?
I'm in the suit.
All right. Time for introspection is done. All right, I'm opening up the disposal. Shoot.
Okay.
Stop right there!
Oh my God. Who are you?
General Cameron.
General?
Above Captain Brain.
Why,
been watching the whole time from my private suite on closed circuit cameras.
You had Captain Brain's quarters bugged? Surveilled?
Everything is bugged and surveilled.
So you know what I've done?
Yes. You forced Captain Brain to drink a milkshake and freeze his giant brain until he was dead. You have committed manslaughter.
Have I?
Yes, you have. I'm telling you, you have.
But I didn't...
You did it at machete point.
That's true, I did force
Drop
him.
The machete.
I guess you got me.
Christopher, are you all right?
Yep, I'm in the chute.
Get out of the chute, please.
Okay.
It's all right, Chris. It's all right, Chris. I don't know if I could have gone through with it anyway.
Hendershot.
Yeah?
For trying to rise above your station and committing manslaughter, I demote you from data entry.
Demote me?
You now have a new lot in life, as do your children and their children's children and their children's children until we arrive at our destination.
General Cameron, you're not saying...
You are now assistant data entry clerk. Christopher?
Assistant?
Yeah?
Take this machete and put it in the chute.
No. Okay.
You're the captain now, Christopher.
I am the captain now?
You are now the captain.
I am the captain now. Huh. Who's going to plot the course?
I believe we have someone we can promote from Corn Maze.
Brad?
Brad?
Yes.
Okay, but now, see, this is where things start to unravel. We need a corn trimmer.
I'm sure we can find one of the corn planters.
Okay.
It will all balance itself out.
If you say so, I guess there's gotta be some level of redundancy built into the plan.
Hendershot.
Yeah.
You will report to your new data entry boss tomorrow morning.
Who's that?
Hey, welcome to data entry. What can I get you? Combo, oh wait, that was my old job. Hang on. Brain freeze. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving, they just use your mind.
In space, no one can hear you kill. Improvised by Illusionoid. Based on a title submitted by Jeremy Ricker of Mosheim, Tennessee. We Googled Mosheim, Tennessee. Could you tell? Starring Paul Bates as Corn Maze Cutter Brad, Mrs. Glenda Hendershot, Navigator Christopher, and Dairy Queen Manager Marv. Lee Smart as Data Entry Clerk Dr. Orville Hendershot. And Nug Nargang as Captain Brain and General Cameron. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit teepublic.com and search for Illusionoid, or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on both Twitter and Instagram at IllusionoidPod. One great name and two great places to follow and share our show. Illusionoid is brought to you by Antica Productions. Check out all the other podcasts on the Antica Network, such as Pick a Number with Adam Groh and Issue Zero with Fred Kennedy. And follow them both on Twitter at Pick a Number Pod and at Issue Zero Pod. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at Illusionoid Pod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find out about us. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.